You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's Friday, and we're taking a look back at the week. Let's see, shall we? There is economic growth to talk about, inflation, of course. Some guy named Jay is going to be doing a press conference next week, and some guy named Elon's got something up his sleeve. Kate Davidson's at Politico. Lynette Lopez is at Business Insider. We shall review and predict as promised. Hey, you two.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
So, Kate, let me start with you. Gross domestic product, the aforementioned economic growth, came out this week. It was not great at the headline level, but I want you to read between the lines for me, would you?
Yeah. I mean, under the hood, it's not that bad. I mean, it was more startling than anything, right? I mean, what do you think when you saw that number, Kai, the headline hit? I mean, it's shocking. We had kind of started to hear some murmurs the day before when we saw some trade data come out and people were saying, ooh, yikes, you know, this could be a bad number. And that's primarily because of a couple, I guess we could call them technical factors, but they're important factors. It really has to do with trade. We're importing a lot of goods right now. And so that we're importing more than we're exporting. Right. And that had the effect of dragging down the number a little bit. Also, businesses have really restocked shelves a lot, loads of inventory that they're holding on to. And that also has the effect of bringing down the number. But if you look at what consumers are doing, what businesses are doing, they're spending a lot, they're investing. The housing market is still going strong. So it's not really, even though the number shrank, it's not a sign of a weakening economy per se. I mean, it's not right. Great. It's more of a political problem, honestly, for the Biden administration, trying to explain what's going on here.
Yeah, we'll get there in a second if we have time. But Lynette, I do want to ask you, there was much wailing and gnashing of teeth on cable news yesterday about number one, oh my God, it's going to be a recession. And number two, stagflation. Discuss.
So stagflation is a phenomenon we experienced back in the 1970s when everything becomes expensive, but the economy is not growing. So we have been, you know, seeing inflation for the last year or so creeping up, but no problem because jobs are still very hot commodities. Yet the economy is still growing. Businesses are still investing. It really hasn't caught up with us yet in a way that would slow down this economy. But, you know, the worry is that eventually once prices go up, then, you know, businesses start firing workers, yada, yada. It turns into a recession.
Do you think, Kate, that we are perhaps past peak inflation? What do you think?
That's the kind of emerging consensus. And it would make sense, even just purely if you look at the numbers, you know, inflation a year ago was very high. So those year over year numbers, if you look at like an annual 12-month number, that's the big number that gets reported every month. And that is going to start going down, I think, soon, you know, if not, you know, in the coming weeks or, you know, for this month and then over the next month or two, I think, just because of that alone. But, you know, we still will probably be experiencing these supply chain issues because you have shutdowns over COVID in China, you have the war in Ukraine. So there are still some of these pressures that I think policymakers had hoped and expected would really be easing by now. They're still going to stick around. So I think that we may be past peak, but it's going to be a slow descent for sure.
Lynette, let me ask you this. So Jay Powell and the gang at the Fed meet next Tuesday, Wednesday. Not really much doubt that it's going to be a half percentage point increase. What do you how do you estimate the Fed's chances of engineering this soft landing that the chair has talked about quite a bit?
Well, he doesn't know if he can do it. I don't know if he can do it. No one really knows he can do it.
Thanks for coming to my TED Talk.
That's my assessment. That's my assessment. But I will say that, like, so far, the stagflation fears, they haven't come true. The economy is still growing despite, you know, our little bump because of, you know, we're not selling as much to our overseas partners and all these things that happened this quarter. Business investment is still strong and corporate earnings came out this week. Companies still think that they can get through this. So right now we're still in a pretty good shape.
Let me ask you this, Kate. Let me back up to Lynette a minute or two ago talking about which she didn't answer, right? She went with the stagflation question part of the question instead of the recession part of the question. Much fear about recession given one quarter of negative economic growth. What's your sense?
Oh, are you inviting me to talk about the National Bureau of Economic Research and the official arbiters of calling recession?
Kate Davidson, yes, I am.
Happy day.
So excited.
We're going to blow out the rep today. It's going to be 17 minutes long.
An exciting episode. One quarter does not a recession make. Quarters does not necessarily a recession make, although that is the rule of thumb that's often pointed to. So there is this group of experts, economic experts at the NBER, and they determine whether a recession has actually occurred. It takes a long time sometimes, and this is a problem. Usually, you know, it could take up to a year before they say, oh, we were in a recession way back at the beginning of 2022. But it's based on a lot of factors. So no, it does not mean we're in a recession. And I saw, you know, some smart people saying, look, we might eventually go into a recession, but it's probably not starting right now. This number is probably not the sign that we've been waiting for that's signaling, oh, we're entering recession right now.
So let's do a super quick gut check here, and we'll take 30 seconds from each of you. And Lynette, you get to go first. I want to help folks understand why then all the wailing and gnashing of teeth? When the economic fundamentals are strong, yes, inflation, but is there something else that's going on out there that's making people say, as they do regularly, ooh, the economy is terrible?
I think it's just prices. You know, people are paying for more for things than they, and it's hard to buy a house right now. And our economy is weird. The coronavirus pandemic made a weird economy, and people are upset about it, and that's it.
All right. Fair enough. That was less than 30 seconds. Nice job. Kate Davidson, same question to you. What's the vibe?
Yeah, I mean, I really do think a lot of it comes down to inflation. I was talking to a Fed official and asking him, you know, what do people say to you when you're out and about? Yeah. And he said, it's just been shocking how this is a reminder, and we haven't experienced it in like 40 years, right? But it's a reminder people really, really, really don't like inflation. Yeah. I went out to lunch the other day. I got my sandwich, my drink, and, you know, a little cookie. It was $20. I couldn't believe it. All of us experience it. That's the thing, is that it's something that everyone experiences. People talk about it with each other. Right, and that kind of builds on it. I think it's pretty simple. Yeah. That's what's happening.
All right. Lynette, last little bit to you. We've got like 45 seconds left. Here is the question. Elon Musk wants to buy Twitter, much brouhaha earlier this week. Do you think, and look, I tweeted out earlier this week that I was totally wrong. And I had said when he made that bid, oh, it's never going to happen. And you came back at me and you said, I was wrong too. And I've been on this beat a long time. Do you think he goes through with it?
I don't know. And I've been on this beat a long time. I don't know. The deal is terrible for him. He's paying out the nose for this company in terms of interest. It's going to bog Twitter down with $1 billion worth of interest to pay every year. And so Elon Musk will have to pay about the same. And the business is a losing business. It could be a money sinking hole for him. And he's tied Tesla shares to it, too. Yeah. So it could also bring down Tesla. It's a very ugly picture for the Elon Musk empire if he goes through with this. But, you know, no one's ever been able to tell Elon not to do something when he's wanted to do it. Yeah. When he once like bought a bunch of crazy robots and machines for Tesla, everybody told him they wouldn't work and he had to trash them all. So, like, you know, he just doesn't listen, and he can spend billions of dollars not listening. In Twitter, that might be a problem because he can't go to public markets to ask for more money once he takes it private. So it's an issue. I don't know.
We don't know. Lynette Lopez at Business Insider, Kate Davidson at Politico. Thanks, you two.
Thanks, Kai.
Bye, Kai.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.